Blog Talk Radio.
Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. We're going to have a good show for you guys. Iceman, who was supposed to come in yesterday, reached out to me today and sent me an exclusive song for us to play, and was planning to come back on the radio and talk with us. Right now we're going to toss it to another song while we get our co-host and possibly co-hosts on the line with us. Here is Britney Spears with You Drive Me Crazy. We felt like it's time for a nice throwback. Here we go. SFP. I'm your host, Matt Big Sats Frankel. With me today, we got Money Girl. Money Girl, how you doing today?
Money Girl is here. We're excited. It's a terrific Tuesday so far.
All right. So our guest should be on the line with us momentarily. He just called me privately to say he'll be in a moment. So let's keep the music going while we wait for him to come in. Should we go something? Should we go something more high energy with Ludacris, or should we? Or should we go real? Or should we do a throwback to the Beatles?
Ooh, Ludacris.
All right. This is Ludacris with How Low coming up. We are going to be playing some Ludacris with How Low right here on Radio MSFP.
How low can you go? 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 How low can you go?
Someone out of the MSFP roster, maybe one of the founding four members of MSFP crew. So, so I'm just to make it fair so there's no pressure, I'm going to exclude myself from this list. And then we will be speaking with Iceman right after this song. So do we want to listen to a song by Skippa, a song by Crown, or a song by Tierra Moore?
Ooh, you know, I'm always down for Skippa.
All right.
But I haven't heard anything from Tierra, so why do you make me choose? So tough, but I'm always down for Skippa.
You know what? We do have an MSFP crew song that features all four.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Pretty high energy.
Yeah!
MSFP crew before founding four with Hotspot.
Passing crew. Yeah! Who's that? A skip on the track, yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. Go, 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 go. Get it, get it, get it, go, 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 go. Get it, get it, get it, get it, go, go. Don't stop, stop. Go, go, don't stop. No, I'm not running. Yeah, I'm city dumping. Everybody know how it is, ever frontin'. Yeah, if you frontin', what you say? Ain't singing something, I'm singing nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the O, well, here we go again. To write you to the end. To write you to the end. The end. More than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, are you know, a dinosaur? I'm older, older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any tracing, 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 tracing? Go, 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 I said, go, 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 I said.
Refreshing like a frosty freeze, the sip of this mist bringing man to his knees. Elegantly like a summer breeze, got the image of me. 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, that's hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I got, what I want. You got what I want. Girl, show them what you got now. I'll show them what I got. Yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you give up. I got what you want, said Astos. I'm a lie, love.
Get grilled.
Got what I want. You got what I want.
through with Crown and Sierra Moore with Hotspot. And we have our guest Iceman on the line with us. How you doing, Iceman?
No good. How about yourself?
We're doing good. Money Girl's here with us, and I'm gonna let her hit you right now with 5 rapid fire questions.
Oh,
all right.
We're playing 5 rapid fire questions. All right, cool. Iceman, how long you been doing this?
Since I was 16.
Sweet. Okay. So then how, follow-up question related. Tell us, how many years does that mean you've been doing this since you were 16? Like last week?
Well, 38 minus 16. Then you have an answer.
30 minus 16, that's 14 years. Because, you know, you asked me in a math question.
16.
Oh, 38.
Yeah.
Sorry. That one I'm going to have to do my calculator. No.
Oh, man. Bag of bones, baby. Bag of bones.
So 22 years. Nice. A little over two decades. Cool. So you've been around since the whole edge of the 90s, cusp of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Back when kind of a lot of music was lost. So do you feel... Do you think you're more old school? Are you on the leading edge? Huh? Do you think you're like
old
school? Okay.
Yeah, old school.
Awesome. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I have one more, Matt. You count if you can't. All right, so the next question is also important. Where do you see yourself going with your music in the next 2 years?
To the moon, baby, to the moon.
Woohoo!
Well,
you're going to be Elon that way.
We'll get concerts on the moon.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh. All right, so... Who are some of your biggest inspirations musically?
I sent the MP3 version of one of my songs to the station this morning.
Yeah, we did get a little. We're going to get it officially into the soundboard, but yeah, we did hear a little bit of a snippet of your song during those questions kind of snuck in there.
Okay.
So.
And the songs are. Right, songwriter, producer.
All right. Well, we get this song on deck. Money Girl, do you have another 5 rapid fire questions for Iceman?
Wait, what? It's your turn, big stab.
All right. So
if we're going to be, you know, doing this, I've asked my 5. Your turn.
Fair enough. I've done one question down, so I got 4 to go. All right. If you could go on tour with anyone in the game that's established, who would you want to go on tour with and why?
Snoop Dogg, because that's my cousin. Family.
Nice.
If not Snoop Dogg, I would go on tour with Sally C. Bring her back. Rihanna. Rihanna, yes, sir. She's a good girl.
Yeah, Rihanna's great. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's two down and three to go.
All right, next away.
How has your surroundings as a songwriter impacted the type of music you write?
That's right off what I feel in my heart. And I can write a song from anything. I can write a song from a letter or an app, something. All right, what I feel.
All right, so we got two more questions to go on these rapid fire questions. All right. I'm not sure. I think I may have asked this before, but just who would you say are inspiration for you that you look at as musical inspirations?
Well, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, and the Temptations. I'm an old school fella.
Mm-hmm.
I love Western music.
All right. Final question.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be kind of a cheat on the final question, but my final question is, would you mind introducing your song to us right now, live on the radio?
The song that I wrote is called "Somebody Please Help Me." It's for all ladies that's going through stuff. I feel what you feel. This is for the song.
All right.
I still remember what you used to say, telling me that you can't live without me, but now you're gone. And every day I wake up seeing that familiar face on my dresser, looking back at me. Now I'm just wishing I can break free from the spell you've got on me, so I can let my heart run free. I drive away, but I always go in reverse, going back into your arms, and I don't know what's worse. Somebody please help me. gonna be alright. I don't want you or need you back up in my life. While I'm trying my best to mend this broken heart you left me with, see, I really wanna let you go to get it over with. 'Cause I know that I need you out of my life. 'Cause me still loving you ain't right. I drive away, but I always go in reverse, going back into your arms. And I don't know what's worse, is it me loving you or you not loving me? Somebody please, please, somebody.
That was amazing. So, Iceman, you said that earlier you like to kick it old school with old school music. So that's what we're going to do today during this show is have a whole mess of old school music. And we're going to – and at the end of the show, we're going to circle back and get for an encore listen of that song. But
so cool. That was so smooth. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I am.
So you say, you tell us that you're a producer and songwriter. So tell us about working with this artist. Who is this artist that you're working with? Tell us about the backstory of this.
Me and her didn't get acquainted because of Katrina. So that Katrina hit, that messed everything up.
Wow.
Yeah. Money Girl, you got a question for Iceman here.
Okay, you said that your inspiration was, I mean, if anyone ever doubted that you're old school after that, that leaves no doubt.
No.
So straight up. So you're there in New Orleans. Do you ever freestyle, mm-hmm. or are you just pretty much all old school?
I'm a writer. No rapping. Only time I rap is during Christmas. You got it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, this may be a cheesy transition, but I mean, but there's no doubt that that song really had a hold on us. And old school. I'm going to toss it right now, real quickly, to You Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robertson.
Woo!
Treat me badly.
And that song was Smokey Robinson with You Really Got a Hold on
Smokey,
Me.
Smokey, baby. Smokey. Man,
so Money Grow.
Big Stats, say again.
We're going to switch it up, and I'm going to let you ask the first question this time.
Okay, so clearly you really, really are old school. You do more writing. The only time you rap is at Christmas. Just to sum it up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you're there in New Orleans. It's the center of food culture. Would you ever write a song about food?
I already did.
You already
did? I found it by the percent.
Huh.
Yeah, we might have to get that song on the station at some point.
Yeah, because, you know, Money Girl also moonlights as a foodie.
I'll send it away when I find about the rapper for me.
Nice.
So.
All right.
What are, so, with New Orleans, like we were discussing, being such a great food maven, what are some of the your favorite go-to foods out there?
Gumbo, most of all, gumbo. Yeah, whether it is the beignets and crawfish. Yeah, that's so many down here.
You had me at beignets.
Ooh, beignets.
Uh huh. Like, if the front of your shirt is not wet by now, it should be.
All right. Well,
Megan,
you know what? Let's give us a moment.
I'm talking about if the front of my shirt is wet now because I've been drooling on it. Talking about beignets makes my mouth water.
Oh.
Yeah, so we can wipe the saliva
you
from my face.
My suit,
and to keep it equal, we're gonna keep it within the Motown realm, but this time give some of the females some love. This is the Supremes with Baby Love.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Stay away so long, cause baby.
by the Supremes. And if you're joining us right now, we got a brilliant old school producer from New Orleans. He likes to kick it old school, so for the music, we're kicking it old school for the entirety, for the remainder of this show today. Iceman.
Hello.
So, as one producer to another,
mm-hmm.
when you're working with an artist, and you have a particular idea how you think the track should go, what are some of the things that you might say to one of your artists to try to encourage them in the right direction?
I just ask them to try this and bring your tone down in this part right here, then bring it back up. Start telling. And just smooth it on out. Nice soap.
Nice. Money Girl, you got a question here for
yeah.
X-Man?
Well, it's going to sound like kind of weird, but hey,
what?
We'll go for it. Well, okay, do you prefer working with male or female artists?
Both.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, because you know, the song you gave us was just so gorgeous and so chill. I'm
thank
like,
you.
Oh, I'm melted. I'm here trying to do my homework, but I'm like, send me a mop because you're gonna have to mop you off of the floor. I'm just a puddle.
Oh,
yeah
my heart. Made me feel special.
Yeah, the other day you said they call you Iceman. And you mentioned an X-Men connection, but I'm starting to wonder if they also call you Iceman because you come in with that old-school flavor,
all
cool as ice.
It's a hook. It's a hook.
It's, like, totally chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
See, my songs make you feel something. Like a long lost love that left. You can't get back, but still got the picture on the wall. I'm coming from here. Laugh back there.
Yeah, I remember you using that analogy.
So,
you've been doing that before, huh?
We're gonna toss it to another song. This time, I think it's time we get some Stevie Wonder in on the mix.
Oh, Stevie. Come on.
This is My Cherry Amore.
Ah,
My Cherry. My cherry.
my Sharia Moore. If you're just joining us, we're Money Girl and I are on the line with Iceman out of New Orleans. We're kicking it old school all night long. Which is not a transition to our next song. Because I don't think I have that song on here. But I should add that song. Money Girl, do you have a question for Iceman?
Do I have a question for Iceman? Oh, wow. Well, you know, I know you sent us this wonderful, gorgeous song.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wondering what else are you willing to share with us?
You want a beer or something? Isn't it? I have a friend of mine, he's singing awesome. And I'm not calling and asking, can I send a song to y'all? Or this song to you?
Okay.
Yeah, a cool fella too.
Sorry.
No way.
I mean, because what you sent us was like an appetizer. You know, you have it before the main course, kind of get your appetite going.
Want me to sing your song? All right, I'm singing one. I mean, I'm not hang up, though. Let's send it.
Sorry.
Ready for me? Hold on.
Oh, no. Big Stats is a tech guy. I'm just Money Girl.
Money Girl. All right,
yeah. Just let me, if you got another one to send us, we'll add it in. Because these songs are just magical. Which is a key word in our next song. This Magic Moment by the Drifters.
We really are old school. No, I think that's awesome. We're having an awesome old school chill.
Yeah. This Magic Moment by the Drifters. Here we go.
Oh,
That was This Magic Moment, played for you right here on Radio MSFP. And we got Money Girl and I who are having a nice conversation with our fans. Money Girl, do you have a nice question for our fans?
Say again, Big Self? Sorry.
Do you have another question for Iceman?
So, Iceman, you're writing all these. I'm coming. Well, okay, no. I'm working on my question. So, you know, you're writing all these things, right? This kind of like this. It seems like there's this fountain of words that just keeps flowing from inside of you. You said you take your inspiration from a lot of different places.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is there any one thing more than another that inspires you? I'm sorry. I talked over you. Say that again, please.
Have the capability to love and be loved.
Ah, that truly is sort of like almost the unlimited fountain, right?
Yep. I'm sending it out.
That's the quest, right? That is the eternal quest.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Always pouring love and loving back.
Yeah. So we're almost to the end of our show, but we're going to have to listen to that song again. Somebody please help. Help me. Song. So.
Yes,
play this song is if there is one message or statement that you could leave to our listeners that you feel perfectly encompasses a message that you'd want to spread out, what would that be?
Always so bad you can tell them. And tell them never sleep on you. Because they'll never know what greatness lies inside someone.
That's awesome. All right. Here it is. Here is that track for you guys once more. This is Somebody Please Help Me.
Walking on my heels and tripping me up. And on every single step I take, while I'm trying my best to tell those other guys, they wanted me like you did before. But I
acting like a fool for you. I still drive away, but I always go in reverse, going back into your arms. And I don't know what's worse. Is it me loving you and you not loving me? Somebody please, please, somebody please help me. Gonna be alright. I don't want you or need you back up in my life. While I'm trying my best to mend this broken heart you left me with, see, I really wanna let you go to get it over with. Cause I know that I need you out of my life. Cause me still loving you.
Very much like.
And it's one of these girls, right?
Speaks to you.
We do need some more songs from you. So we.
I said it
about
my boy.
Love for you to do as a homework assignment is, can you send us two more joints? And we would love to have you back on Thursday.
Woo-hoo. All right, anytime. Yes, I said someone to you. It's my friend Joe Williamson. It's called Fantasy. Check your file. Show me your phone or something on your computer.
And for tomorrow, we're going to be digging into our archives and the rebroadcasting a show from a wonderful reggae singer that we had the privilege of speaking with last year. We're going to be rebroadcasting Zacchaeus's appearance on here on Radio MSFP, and we're going to be doing a rebroadcast of that tomorrow. So join us tomorrow for that rebroadcast. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Iceman back. And we're Friday, we're going to have, I still don't know who are going to be the guy, who are going to be the people dueling it out. But on Friday, we are going to have our Freestyle Friday show. Saturday, Skippa takes over with the ladies and does our ladies' night. And then on Sunday, we have the second part of our informational Sunday show on the Pontificate Foundation. So tune in for that. That's what's going on this week on Radio MSFP. All right. And we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
I enjoy myself.
Money girl out. I'm looking forward to Thursday.
All right.
I am
because
too.
Because the Iceman will come.
All right. I'll be there.
All right.
You
safe.
All then.
You safe.
All right. Money girl out.
Thank you.